Okay, so last week we started learning about the Vilna Gaon. For those who haven't heard my voice today, I'm a little bit hoarse. Let's do a little chazar from last week. Because I want to build off of it this week. If you remember last week, we started with the Pa'as HaShulchan, one of the Talmidim of the Vilna Gaon, who said that the Vilna Gaon was once asked, where is your name hinted to in the Torah? And the Vilna Gaon said, my name is hinted to in Parshas Ki Seitzei. Pasuk says, Evan Shlema v'tzedek yihyeh alach. So the Vilna Gaon said, Evan Shlema hints to my name. Because Evan is Eliyahu Ben, and Shlema is Shlomo, my father's name. So that's my name, Evan Shlema. That's where I find myself hinted to in the Torah. We went on to explain how everyone's name is hinted to in the Torah. Everyone's name is hinted to in Parshas Hazino. We learned the story of Avner, student of the Ramban, who again strayed from the path and then challenged the Ramban on Yom Kippurim, how many Averos am I doing? And he said, you're doing four. He said, no, I'm really doing five Averos. Then he revealed to him his name in the Torah, and it was very, very shocking for him. So everyone has their name in the Torah. The Vilna Gaon had his name in the Torah. Rav Chaim Volozhiner knew his name in the Torah, but hid it from others because in his humility, didn't want to share it. We explained how every parsha of the Torah and every book of the Torah corresponds to 1,000 years of history. Which means that the pasuk in Parshas Ki Seitzei, where the Vilna Gaon found the hint to his name, actually corresponds to the time period in which he lived, which is amazing. And we learned how the Holocaust is Kisavo, and the Tshuva movement that's taking place today is Mitzavim Vayelech. And we see within the Parshas of the Torah how things are unfolding before our eyes. And then we took the Remez one step further, and we said that if you take the other parts of the pasuk, right? Evan Shlema Vitzedek Yalach. We said Vitzedek Yalach is gematria 280, which is the gematria of Trina, which is the name of the Vilna Gaon's mother. We said if you take the other parts of the Evan Shlema, it's gematria Zalman, which is his father's full name, Shlomo Zalman. We saw unbelievable things that the Vilna Gaon was hinted to in this pasuk. There's a very nice Jew who listens to some of my shiurim online. And he sent me an email this week, and he said he missed one piece. He gave it to me at a different source, but I'll show you where it's really from. Okay, take a look at page one tonight. There's a Satmar Torah journal from 1985. The journal's called Pri Tamarim. And in the 21st volume of this Torah journal from 1985, a Gabbai of some Rebbe in Montreal wrote an essay. And in the essay, he wrote how the Vilna Gaon teaches us how everything is hinted to in the Torah. Gemara already says that in Maseches Tanis. There's nothing that's not hinted to in the Torah. And we know that not only is that true in a general sense, but it's true in a very specific sense. So this Jew wrote this article. He said, I'm going to uncover some of the secrets of the Torah and show you how different things are hinted to based on the number of psukim in the Torah. So first let's pause here and ask ourselves, how many psukim are there in the Torah? That's a number we should know. How many psukim are in the Torah?
5,888.
Close. The Gemara does bring that opinion. How many actual, if we counted our Sefer Torah, how many psukim would we find? 5,845. Okay, so this Jew who wrote this article in this Torah journal writes the following, and it's really it's taflu fella. It's a wondrous thing. He says pasuk hey aleph, meaning 5,000, tof kuf nun zayin. So he says if you look at the 5,557th pasuk of the Torah, it's the pasuk that the Vilna Gaon saw his life in. Evan Shlema v'tzedek yalach, Eifa Shlema v'tzedek yalach, L'man yarichu yamecha. The pasuk that we spoke about last week, which hints to the Vilna Gaon, and it hints to his mother, and it hints to his father, and it hints to the general parsha, the period of history in which he lived. That's part of the shir. And the Vilna Gaon was asked, Shalu lahagra heicha nirmaz shuma b'torah shevichsav, and he said this pasuk. So look what this Jew wrote in this Torah journal, 1985. Where it's underlined. Asharhu a pasuk b'shnos ha'achron li'yemei chayiv. What year did the Vilna Gaon die in? The Vilna Gaon died in the year 5,558. Which means this pasuk, 5,557, the last, right, this pasuk, 5,557th pasuk of the Torah, which the Vilna Gaon saw his life in, would be the last year that he would live. So he says it's not just by chance, it's not just in a general sense that this pasuk in Parshas Ki Tse'etse is the general time period of the Vilna Gaon, but this pasuk mamish corresponds to the end of the Vilna Gaon's life, and therefore he saw in this pasuk a very deep connection to his essence. Amazing. And he writes, he says it's a wondrous thing. It's an amazing thing. Okay? So just to round out the remez, that's what we find in the pre-Tamarim in this Torah journal. Okay? But now I want to go a little further with this idea, because you could see already from the way that the Vilna Gaon saw his connection to a specific pasuk, and that we've seen so deeply how it connects to him, it really goes to the crux of the Vilna Gaon's understanding of Torah, which is that every single letter and every single word, right, and every single mitzvah is exceedingly, exceedingly deep. The Vilna Gaon once said about the phrase Alu Zeh B'Negev, he said, I have 2,000 secrets on those three words alone. Now again, you hear things like that, you wonder, like, you know, what could that even mean? In more recent years, I've had more of a kesher to the Stuchina Rebbe, who seems to have an endless amount of Torah to say about every word and every pasuk. So you get a glimpse, right, of what tzaddikim from the earlier generations must have been like. And the Vilna Gaon was just an endless, endless outpouring of Torah. So I'll just show you one famous teaching from the Vilna Gaon that expresses this idea. How every letter of Torah contains Kol HaTorah Kula, and every word of Torah contains Kol HaTorah Kula, and it's endlessly, endlessly deep. There's a sefer on page 2, a sefer called Aleph Kasav. And the Aleph Kasav from Rav Yitzchak Weiss, Hashem Yinkom Damo, he tells a story. Now there's different versions of the story. Okay? I happen to like this version of the story, but it's brought in different tzfarim with different versions. I'll show you a slightly different version in a minute. But it's an amazing, amazing giloy revelation of the Vilna Gaon. He writes here, I heard from a Rabbi Landau from Yerushalayim, who is a descendant of the Vilna Gaon, who told me in the winter of 1903 the following idea for the Vilna Gaon. Shemar Zakeinu Atana Hagon Mi Vilna, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, Biyoso Begola. One time he was traveling around, the Vilna Gaon would go sometimes into Golus, a self-imposed exile, to work on himself, to wander where people didn't know who he was. Ve'igil le'ir Berlin. One time he came to Berlin. Ve'yos hayolo ito imo pinkasei Torah. He was carrying with him a binder, a folder, a notebook of his Torah teachings. Ve'gam niyaros asher rasham behem chidushei Torah. And pieces of paper that he wrote down Torah ideas upon. He was staying by a certain balabas somewhere in Berlin, and one of the papers of the Vilna Gaon slipped out of his folder, out of his binder, and landed on the floor. And the balabas picked it up, and he found in the handwriting of the Vilna Gaon the following. He saw that it was written, Umatza Shekosav Bo Agon, Kol Hashas Bavli V'Yerushalmi Tosefta Mechilta Midrashim Murmazim B'Torah Shevechsav. Everything in Torah Shabbat Peh, every Medrash, every Gemara, every Rashi, every Tosos, every Ktsos, every Bekiva Eger, every Shagasari, every bit of it is already hinted to in Torah Shabbat Chsav, in the word of HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. V'chol Torah Shabbat Chsav merumetes b'sefer Bereishis. And all of Torah Shabbat Chsav is found in the book of Bereishis. V'chol Sefer Bereishis, Ramos b'parshas Bereishis. And everything in Sefer Bereishis is already found in the single Parsha of Bereishis. The whole Parsha is Bereishis, Betevas Bereishis. And all the entire Parsha of Bereishis, creation of the world, is found in the one word Bereishis. It has everything in it. So this Balabas saw this written on this piece of paper, and he said to the Vilna Gaon, really? Is that true? Shalu HaBalabas. Balabas asked him, Hine no ledli ben b'chor, asher mechuyev ani lakayim bo mitzvos pidyon haben. He said, I was zochet to have a firstborn child, and now I'm about to do the mitzvah pidyon haben. And you apparently claim that all of Torah is found in what? In the word Bereishis. So tell me, how is pidyon haben, the mitzvah that I'm thinking about, that I'm about to mekayim, how is pidyon haben found in the word Bereishis? Yerali Rabbeinu Aye Merumas Mitzvah Zu B'Tevas Bereishis. Where is this mitzvah hinted to in the word Bereishis? And the Vilna Gaon responded on the spot. He didn't have to think. In a second, the Vilna Gaon responded, it's simple. He said, Bereishis is Rashi Tevos, Bincha Rishon, Achar Shloshim Yom Tiftem, that your firstborn son after 30 days should be redeemed. Obviously, right? Asaf, obviously. Pasha. And the Vilna Gaon said, you could ask me any medrash, you could ask me any line in the Tosefta, any line in the Gemara, any mitzvah in the Torah, any story, any concept, any person, and I can show you how it's all found in the word Bereishis. It's mamish all found in the word Bereishis. And the Vilna Gaon went further, according to some versions, that even in the letter Beis of Bereishis, everything is found. It's mamish, a nuclear explosion of Torah that's packed into that single little letter of the Beis, that single word Bereishis. It's mamish all found there. Okay? Now I want to show you actually a teaching not from the Vilna Gaon, but I think it helps us to better understand this idea of the Vilna Gaon. On page 3 in the Makor Baruch. The Makor Baruch is a very fascinating sefer. I have it at home. It's a 4-volume work of Jewish history, of Torah, of biographical information, of diktuk. It's a wacky sefer, well over 1,000 pages, written by Rav Baruch Halevi Epstein. Who's Rav Baruch Halevi Epstein? Anyone know who that is? Rosh Hashulchan Son, the Torah Tamima. Okay? The Aruch HaShulchan son was Baruch Halevi Epstein. He was a businessman, a banker by profession. He was a very interesting Torah scholar, collected widely from other Svarim, and wrote very interesting Svarim on his own. Okay, he was a nephew of the Netziv. If you ever saw the English art school biography, My Uncle the Netziv, right, so that's an English translation of Baruch Halevi Epstein's recollections about his uncle, the Netziv. Okay? So in the second volume, on page 1026, he tells this story from the Vilna Gaon. He tells it a little bit differently. He says the Vilna Gaon ended up at a Suda's Pidyon event, right? And someone asked him at the Suda, you know, we've heard this idea from you that everything's found in Bereishis. Where is Pidyon HaBen found in Bereishis? And he said the Remez. But then Rav Baruch Halevi Epstein adds something very interesting. He quotes, you can see two paragraphs from the bottom, he quotes from the Gemara in Chulin. The Gemara in Maseches Chulin, the Gemara in Maseches Chulin says, asks the following question. Moshe min HaTorah minayin. You heard this Gemara before? The Gemara says, where is there a hint to Moshe Rabbeinu in the Torah? Then the Gemara says, where is there a hint to Esther in the Torah? Where is there a hint to Haman in the Torah? Where is there a hint to Mordechai in the Torah? It's a strange collection of people to put together. Moshe, Haman, Esther, Mordechai. So I can understand why you need to find a hint to Mordechai in the Torah, and Esther in the Torah, and Haman in the Torah. Because they're not in the story of the Torah. What is the Gemara asking when it says, where is there a remez to Moshe in the Torah? From Sefer Shemos and on, from the beginning of Parsha Shemos, Moshe Rabbeinu is all over the Torah. What's the Gemara's answer to that question? Look inside where it's underlined. Sheshalu le'echad ha'chachamim remez le'moshe min ha'Torah. And the Gemara answers, a pasuk in Parshas Noach. Right? Or actually, the end of Bereishis. Really, the end of Bereishis. Ve'eshev b'shegam hu basar. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I can't be sovel, I can't bear humanity anymore. They do so many averos, they're so frustrating. B'shegam hu basar. And after all, man is flesh and blood. We have more copies if anyone wants. B'chavon. Yeah, man is but flesh and blood. That's a hint to Moshe in the Torah. Where's the hint? Chavon, where's the hint? B'shegam. What's the gematria of B'shegam? Moshe. Same as Moshe. Okay. B'shegam. Mem is the same as Mem, Shim is the same as Shin, and the Hey is split into a Beis and a Gimel. B'shegam is Gematria Moshe. So, there's a lot of questions. The first question is, you know, we've all heard better Gematrias than that. Chazal, you would think, could have something a little fancier than that. Second of all, again, the basic question, why do I need a hint to Moshe in the Torah? Moshe's all over the Torah. Says Rav Baruch Halevi Epstein, 3 lines at the bottom. Hinei b'chlal sheila mufla. The question is so strange. Ki alo b'sefer shemos ad sof haTorah. Every page is filled with Moshe Rabbeinu. Why do I need a remez to Moshe in the Torah? But based on this Vilna Gaon, says Rav Baruch Halevi Epstein, we can understand. Because we don't just want a remez to Moshe in the Torah. What do we want? We want a remez to Moshe where? In Bereishis. Because everything is found in Bereishis. That's what the Vilna Gaon taught. That's what the Vilna Gaon is Megala. That everything in the world is found in Bereishis. How could it be that Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't have a Shoresh in Bereishis? And therefore, the Gemara, that's what the Gemara is identifying. Show me how Moshe is in Bereishis. Show me how everything is found in Bereishis. Okay? So we've learned, between last week and this week, we've learned two very interesting things. We've learned that Bereishis contains everything. We also learned last week that Hazinu contains everything. Right? That's why Avner went off the derech. If you remember the story from last week, Avner went off the derech because he was told by the Ramban that everything's in Parshas Hazinu. And we're going to tie these two ideas together. Okay? But let's turn the page and let's try to put these two ideas together. That everything is in Bereishis and everything is in Hazinu. Let's try to put it together with a pasuk in this week's Parsha. Yeah? Let's put it together with a pasuk in this week's Parsha. This week's Parsha is Netzavim Vayelech, which we learned last week actually from the Vilna Gaon, is really considered almost one Parsha. Even though sometimes we read it separate Parshas. In Parshas Vayelech, we're on page 4. In Parshas Vayelech, we have the following pasuk. The pasuk says, "Va'ata kisfu lachem es hashira hazos." Right? A person should record as hashira hazos. You should record this shira. What's hashira hazos? What shira is it referring to? What parsha comes after Vayelech? Hazinu. And Hazinu is hashira. It's written as hashira. So the Jewish people should record as hashira hazos. Belamdes b'nei Yisrael, teach it to b'nei Yisrael. Sima b'fiyam lamanti ali hashira azos la'ed b'nei Yisrael. That this shira should serve as a witness for the Jewish people. There's a Gemara in Maseches Nedarim on Daf Lamed Ches. Okay, to understand what you have in front of you on page 4, you have to learn this Gemara. The Gemara says in Nedarim Daf Lamed Ches a very unusual thing. The Gemara says that really the Torah could have just been given to Moshe Rabbeinu. Hashem says, I don't want to give the Torah to the whole world, I want to give it to you, Moshe. I only trust you. And Moshe Rabbeinu, says the Gemara, in his kindness, decided to share the Torah with Klal Yisrael. Moshe, in his generosity, decided to share the Torah with us. So the Gemara says, is that really true? Doesn't the Torah itself say that Hashem told Moshe to teach the Torah to Bnei Yisrael? So the Gemara says, no, well, the way to learn that pasuk is Hashem taught the Torah to Moshe, and Moshe chose to teach it to Bnei Yisrael. And then the Gemara says, what about this pasuk in this week's parsha? V'ata kisvu lachem es hashira hazos. Moshe told them to write down the shira. So that means they have to write down the Torah, they have to know the Torah. So the Gemara says, no, maybe it just means they only were taught the shira. But the entirety of the Torah was only taught to Moshe Rabbeinu. Right? And Moshe, in his generosity, gave the whole Torah to Klal Yisrael. Okay, that's the concept that's being discussed in the Gemara and the Darim, that maybe the Torah is not for everyone. Maybe the Torah is only for Moshe, and Moshe in his generosity decided to share it with us. There was a very, very great Jew, who unfortunately was not blessed with his own children, who lived in the 1800s. He was a big posek, Shilas and Chuvas Shaul Umeshev. He was a big darshan. He was a big rav. His name was Rav Yosef Shaul Nathanson. Okay, usually called the Shaul Umeshev, after his Shilas and Chuvas. But he also has writings on Chumash, he has writings on Moadim, he has writings on Agarata and Shas. Unbelievable amount of Svarim. Again, he wasn't blessed with children, his own children. But his Svarim and his teachings certainly carry on his legacy. So in the Divrei Shaul, his writings on the Agarata, on this Gemara and the Darim, he quotes a Vilna Gaon, which uncovers a very deep secret. And again, it will tie together these things that we've been learning. Take a look on page 4. The Gemara in the Dharma Daf Lamed Ches Va'at Kisvu Lachem Es Hashira Hazos. The Gemara raises that as a question. The Torah, clearly Moshe is commanding Bnei Yisrael to learn the Shira, to write the Shira. So you see that they were given Torah. The Gemara answers, no. Hashira Lechuda. Maybe the Jewish people are only given the Shira. The whole Torah was only given to Moshe Rabbeinu. Then the Pasuk says, Leman Tiyah Li Le'ed B'Bnei Yisrael. But the Shira, the Torah, is supposed to testify about Bnei Yisrael. Right? So the Gemara says, no, again, that was Moshe in his generosity giving it to Bnei Yisrael. Says Rashi, Pirish Rashi, She'yil medu kol ha-Torah. Rashi, strangely enough, seems to say that if Bnei Yisrael are going to learn the Shira, they're going to learn the whole Torah. Right? But the Shira is not the whole Torah. Hazinu is not the whole Torah. What is Rashi talking about? So if you remember, I told you last week, the Rambam says that when the Torah commands us to write down Parshas Hazinu, you're not allowed to write down just one Parsha. So if the Torah says to write a section, that means you have to write the whole Torah. So in that way, Hazinu, right, by commanding us to know Hazinu, means you have to know the whole Torah. Okay. But we're learning something deeper. We're learning that a person who has deep eyes can see that Parshas Hazinu itself contains Kol HaTorah Kula. So look what he writes here. He quotes about 5 lines down. He says, I'll explain this Gemara and I'll explain what Rashi's getting at. How can Hazinu be an indication that the Jews need to learn the whole Torah, he says, I'll explain based on a concept from the Vilna Gaon. He says, again, six lines in, Ava be'emes hadvarim muflaim, or mifulashim, they're expounded, Dinei agon, akadosh aloki, moreinu harav, Elia mivilna, Rav Eliyahu mivilna, the Vilna Gaon, Gila razeh, he revealed to us a secret, Dinei ba'deres Eliyahu kosav, in his Sefer Aderes Eliyahu, it's one of the Svarim of the Vilna Gaon, he writes, Dibazinu yesh taryag tevos. Want to hear an amazing thing? How many words are in Parshas Hazino? How many words are in the Shira? 613. Why? Because the Vilna Gaon explained the 613 words of Hazino correspond to the 613 mitzvos. The chol teva merames lemitzvah achas mitaryag mitzvos. Each of the 613 words corresponds to one of the mitzvos. And he writes, he says, I once saw a sefer called Shira Lachaim, where the author took the 613 words of Hazino, and yes, believe it or not, you know what he did? He took the 613 words and he matched up each of the 613 words with one of the 613 mitzvos. Imagine writing such a sefer. Probably the craziest sefer ever, right? Wrong, I once saw a crazier sefer. Want to hear a crazier sefer? When I was in YU, I came across a sefer. It's in the YU library. It's called Keser Torah. Thank you. It's a crazier sefer. It's not going to help, but thank you. Now I have a question. Should I make a bracha? I'm not thirsty. My throat hurts, but I'm not thirsty. So I think the halach is I should drink this water without a bracha. You only need to make a bracha on water if you're thirsty. Let's see what happens. There's a sefer called Keser Torah. Because you know what else the Vilna Gaon reveals? Hazinu has 613 words. You know what has 613 letters? That's not true. Take that back. You know what has 620 letters? Because there are 613 mitzvos, derais, and 7 derabanan. You know what has 620 letters exactly? What has 620 letters? Yeser HaSadibros. That's correct. Yeser HaSadibros has 620 letters. So I once saw a sefer where it tried to match every letter with one of the 613 mitzvos derais and the 7 mitzvos derabanan. That's really wacky. Okay? But the Sefer, apparently, Shira Lachaim, goes through the Shira, the 613 words of Hazinu, and reveals to us what? And reveals to us how each of the 613 words corresponds to a different mitzvah. Okay? So now, based on this Vilna Gaon, says the Divrei Shaul an amazing thing. He says, the Gemara raises the question. Moshe told the Jewish people to write down Parshas Hazinu. So you see that God gave the whole Torah to the Jewish people. So says Rabbi Yosef Shaul Nathanson, what are you talking about? How does that show anything about God giving the whole Torah to Klal Yisrael? It only says, the pasuk itself says, that God gave Klal Yisrael maybe Shiras Hazinu. But if you understand, like the Vilna Gaon said, that Shiras Hazinu is a miniature Sefer Torah, that the 613 words of Parshas Hazinu correspond to the 613 mitzvos, so then you understand what the question is. The Gemara says, if Hashem gave the Shira to Klal Yisrael, that means He gave them the whole Torah. It's Ki'ilu, He gave them the whole Torah. And now you understand Rashi also. Rashi says, again, She'ilmadu kol haTorah. Because learning Parshas Hazinu is learning kol haTorah kula. But then the Divrei Shaul ends off on something which is really, really important. However, what's the source that there are 613 mitzvos? How do we know there's 613 mitzvos? You ask a 5-year-old kid how many mitzvos are in the Torah. Like that, 613. Really, kid. Says who? Uncle Maishi. Says Uncle Maishi? Okay.
Gemara and Makos.
Right? The Gemara and Makos has a source, Rabbi Simlai. Rabbi Simlai says, Torah tziva lanu Moshe. Torah's Gematria 611, plus the first two, Anochi v'lo yelecha, the first two diros we heard directly from God. So that's 613. That's the only source for 613. We normally assume that way. The Rambam used 613, the Sefer HaChinuch used 613, but the Ramban writes in one place on the Rambam, he says, I'm not sure, it's 613, it's one Gemara, it's one opinion, it's Rabbi Simlai. I once heard from Rabbi Eitan Feiner Shlita that the Gematria of Rabbi Simlai is 613. So it's Rabbi Simlai's Shita. Okay, he holds 613. But who says 613? So says the Shaul Meshiv, says the Divrei Shaul, But based on this secret of the Vilna Gaon, that there are 613 words in Hazinu, based on this idea already rooted in early Kabbalah that Hazinu is the whole Torah, so now it makes a lot of sense. That if the 613 words in Hazinu, it makes a lot of sense that there would be 613 mitzvahs in the Torah. And that, he says, he ends off, look what he writes at the end, where it's underlined, Mikan smach gadol. L'masha huskim ki minyan ha-mitzvos hi taryag. This is a big proof for the concept of taryag mitzvos, like the Bahag says, and the Rambam says, right? He says the Ramban wasn't sure, he was mafaktik vizeh, he wasn't sure about this. How do we know 613? Maybe that's only one opinion, that's Rabbi Simloi. But he says, according to this idea, that Hazinu is the whole Torah. It's a miniature Sefer Torah. It contains within it 613 words. He says, then it makes a lot of sense. Almost ki'ilu Allah al-Mosh mi-Sinai, that there are 613 mitzvahs in the Torah. And again, this whole shtickle is built off of this idea, this gilui of the Vilna Gaon, in the Adaras Eliyahu, that Hazinu has 613 words. Only the Vilna Gaon was paying attention, again, to every word, to every letter, to try to see something so deep in every single word and every single letter. Okay? So that's a little bit of a hashlama from last week. Now I want to get to this week's parsha. Okay? I'll start off with a very important, very simple, but very important vart from the Vilna Gaon in this week's parsha, Parsha Nitzav. And the idea is quoted by the Chafetz Chaim. See, people don't realize, I was talking to Ryan Newberger the other day about this. People don't realize how many Svarim the Chafetz Chaim wrote. Yeah? 2 years ago, at this slot, we learned the Svarim of the Chafetz Chaim. So we exposed ourselves a little bit, those who were here at the time, we exposed ourselves a little bit. The Svarim of the Chafetz Chaim wrote so many Svarim. Right? People only know the ones that he's most famous for. He's most famous for Sefer Chafetz Chaim and Shmiras HaLashon. But he wrote Svarim, I was talking to Ryan Newberger the other day, he wrote Svarim for soldiers, he wrote Svarim for young married people, he wrote Svarim for Bachrim, he wrote Svarim about the importance of growing a beard, he wrote Svarim about the importance of getting married at a young age, he wrote Svarim to fill in areas of Kudshim that are not discussed by the Rishonim, and that's what you're looking at in front of you right now. There's a Sefer called Lekutei Halachos, not Rabbi Nassim's Lekutei Halachos. The Chafetz Chaim also wrote a Lekutei Halachos, and he wrote in the style of the Rif. Now you know what the style of the Rif is in the back of the Gemara. The Rif, the Rav Yitzchak Alfasi. The Rif style is that what? He writes the synopsis, the summaries of the Gemara, the halachic conclusions. But the Rif didn't write on Kudshim. The Chafetz Chaim lived with the belief. It's actually, a couple years ago we learned, in the there's like a note from the Chafetz Chaim's son-in-law, printed at the beginning of Lekutei Halachos, where he says about his father-in-law, he says, my father-in-law, the Chafetz Chaim, lived mamish with the absolute belief that Mashiach was coming any day. You know, it wasn't like a cute way to end off a shir, which was, oh, it's Mashiach, merit b'min amen. That's nice. The Chafetz Chaim, he says, mamish lived with it. Mamish lived that so ready for Mashiach any second. So part of that was that the Chafetz Chaim wrote a sefer called Torah Or, all about why we need to learn Kudshim. We need to know about the Beis HaMikdash. And the Chafetz Chaim wrote a sefer called Lekutei Halachos to write in the style of the Rif on Kudshim. Zvachim, Nachos, Erechin, Bechoros, Tamid, the sections of Psachim that deal with Karban Pesach, all things that the Rif didn't write about because it wasn't Halacha L'maisa. And the Chafetz Chaim actually was criticized by some. Oh, you think you're the Rif? You think you're the Rif living in the 1900s? You're picking up where the Rishonim left off, you know, close to 1,000 years earlier. Some people even had the chutzpah to criticize the Chafetz Chaim, but he said, no, we're getting close to Mashiach, we need to know about these things. He wrote a Hakdama to Lekutei Halachos, and then he wrote a second Hakdama to Lekutei Halachos. You're looking at the end of the second Hakdama to Lekutei Halachos of the Chafetz Chaim. Okay? So look what he brings in the name of the Vilna Gaon, a pasuk in this week's parsha. He says, look what he writes, it's very powerful words. Chafetz Chaim says, Ritzono Yisbarach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is Davuk Tamid Ba'ovav V'Shomrei Briso. HaKadosh Baruch Hu clings to those Jews who cling to him. And the Chafetz Chaim says, we're living in tough times. Shushleimim Bavodaso. That those Jews who still want to be Shalim. Af Be'ez Shechas V'Shalom Harbe Mispartzim. Afilu Ba'avonos Hayosur Chamurim. Chafetz Chaim says, in our time, there are people who are not just cutting corners, right? Who aren't, you know, like ignoring dikduke halacha. There are people who are just totally blowing off kares, Yisurim Chamurim, big things. Jews who say, I don't care about Chametz on Pesach, fasting on Yom Kippur, sleeping with Anida, what difference does it make? And the Chafetz Chaim says the world is going crazy. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu clings to those Jews who are still striving for Shleimus. As our Rebbe, the Vilna Gaon, taught us, Shelefichah Hamar Kasuv B'Parshas Nitzavim, this week's Parsha. Re'ei. Now, he actually quotes the Pasuk a little bit wrong here. The Pasuk, it's confused with another Pasuk, which we're going to look at in a moment. The Pasuk in this week's Parsha, it's Perek Lamed Pasuk Tesvav. Here's the Pasuk in this week's Parsha. Re'ei, he writes it here, Re'ei Anochi Nosein Lefanecha. That sounds like the beginning of Parsha's Re'ei. It's not the Pasuk in this week's Parsha. The Pasuk in this week's Parsha is Re'ei Nasati Lefanecha. Hayom Esachayim Vesatov. And the Vilna Gaon says, such a simple Vart, but in Avodas Hashem, it's deeper than all the Ramazim we saw from the Vilna Gaon so far. The Vilna Gaon asked, why is it Re'ei in Lashon Yachid? Re'ei Nasati Lefanecha Hayom Esachayim Vesatov. Right? Behold, I want you to see that I place before you today the possibility of life and goodness, or God forbid, bad choices and misa. Why is it Lashon Yachid? Says the Vilna Gaon, B'lashon Yachid Lahoros, to teach us, Sha'afilu Beis Shechas V'Shalom Rabu Avonos Ador. It doesn't matter what anyone else in the world is doing. It doesn't matter if everyone around you stops caring. Re'ei, you, Lashon Yachid, singular, you see to it that you choose a life of Tov and a life of Chaim. You should see to choose that. Ve'ein mo'alem tochacha. It doesn't matter if no one else is listening. You can read Parshas Kisavo and not care. Right? You can read the scariest thing to last week's Parsha and say, I just don't care. I don't care. And I'm not talking about in the ways of the tzaddikim, right? Meaning there were tzaddikim who refused to listen to the tocha because they only wanted to be mekabel brachas for Klal Yisrael. I read this past week from the Suchina Rebbe, Shlita. Suchina Rebbe said about the previous Suchina Rebbe. He said, this is his lashon. He said, my Rebbe, the Rav. He always wasn't the Rav. He says, the Rav, the Suchina Rav, he had Rebbe shtick by the tocha. He said every time with the tocha, when he got up to the tocha, and Parshas Kisavo, he would take his chumash, he would just like fling it off to the side and not listen. He'd like space out, he'd like look around, you know? Refused to pay attention to the tocha. It was Rebbe Shishtik. Right? Rebbe Shishtik means it's a deep Indian, but it looks very like, you know, it looks like a shtick. Yeah? So there were tzaddikim who like didn't care about the tocha because they didn't want to be kabbal the klalos. They only wanted to hear brachos. Yeah? But then there's people, says the Chafetz Chaim, just stop caring. And it could be there's people who don't care about big averos. And that should make us very depressed. But the Chafetz Chaim says, in the name of the Vilna Gaon, the Torah taught us, Re'ei nasati lefanecha. Hashem, I'm speaking to you, only you. I don't care what's happening in the street. I don't care what anyone else is doing in the world. Re'ei. You should see that there's a Torah which is Tov. There's a Torah which is Chaim. And afilu hachi tzarech hayachid lischazik v'leidah shakadosh baruch hu oso imo levado es habris haTorah. Hashem made a covenant with you alone. Doesn't matter if every other Jew goes off the derech, God forbid. Doesn't matter what's happening in the world. And the Chafetz Chaim concludes, says this is what the Navi Yeshaya is hinting to as well. I've made the heavens my throne. Hashem says, I'm a transcendent God somewhere in the heavens. I'm way beyond this world, Hashem says. But I pay attention. This is the one who I look at, to the Jew, even amongst, he's downtrodden, and he's broken, and he's nebuch, but he's charid al divari, right? But he cares about, he's motivated, he's passionate about my words. Hashem says, I don't care what's happening in the rest of the world, I will pay attention to that Jew. What a deep teaching from the Gra. It's such an important thing to think about this time of the year. Think about the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, you know? How does the Gemara Rosh Hashanah tell us what Rosh Hashanah is? Every Jew comes single file before the Ribono Shel Olam. The Gemara gives three mashalim of what that means, but the bottom line is that it's you're judged alone. Re'ei. It doesn't matter what anyone else is doing. It doesn't matter what your siblings are doing, doesn't matter what your parents are doing, doesn't matter what your community is doing, doesn't matter what your roommate is doing. Hashem speaks to you as a yachid and says, Re'ei, I want you to see the Tov of the Torah, and I want you to see that it's the Torah's time. Mamash, a deep teaching. Chafetz Chaim also, in one of his other sfarim, in the Sefer Chovas HaShmira, in the 8th parak, quotes this idea as well from the Vilna Gaon. It's mamish, a very chashuv teaching, I think, from the Vilna Gaon. Okay? But one good re'ei that motivates us to tshuva deserves one more good re'ei. because the pasuk that the Chofetz Chaim accidentally, you know, slightly misquoted, is the pasuk in Parshas Re'eh. So let's turn to page 6 for one more unbelievable. This is the best teaching on tshuva that I know from the Vilna Gaon. And I know the Vilna Gaon was a misnagid, he was against the Hasidim, but this is mamish a Hasidish Torah. See, at this point, you know, I'm not going to say who, but someone in the Sabura said to me last week, I never realized the Vilna Gaon had such deep Torahs. I thought the Vilna Gaon was just like, you know, a couple of halachic comments on Shulchan Aruch, the Bir HaGra. The Vilna Gaon was mamish connected to Pnimis HaTorah, and much of his writings were on Pnimis HaTorah. Zohar, Tikkuni Zohar. Right? Kisvei Arizal. This is what the Vilna Gaon was osik in. The same thing Talmidei Baal Shem Tov were osik in. The fact that he was against the Hasidim was a totally different Indian. But he has very, very, very deep Torahs. And this idea, the way he approaches tshuva, his mamish could be a Torah for the Baal Shem Tov. I think some Svarim even bring some of the points that are made right here from the Baal Shem Tov. Mamish, the same Indian. Okay, so take a look. It's found in the back of the Shnos Eliyahu, which is the Vilna Gaon on Zraim, in the Lakutim in the back. A couple of teachings in the back that just got printed in the back. Okay? I didn't label the page. So on the top of the page you see it says Lakutei Agra. This is in the back of the Shnos Eliyahu on Zraim. On Seder Zraim. Look at this. Mamish, a strong Vart in Tshuva. And again, I'm not sure. Next Tuesday night, are we going to have Shir? Wednesday is... I don't think so. Stama not, right? And then the following Tuesday, we'll do the Sukkot Torahs from the Vilna Gaon to prepare for Sukkot. The Vilna Gaon's yard site is when? Chol Moed Sukkot. Yud Tes Tishrei. Okay, so Mirtz Hashem, next Tuesday night we won't be on, but the week after that, during Aseret Yemei Teshuva, Mirtz Hashem will be on. Okay, but we got to take this Vart to Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Our Rebbe, the Vilna Gaon's Torah, we got to take it to Rosh Hashanah. Re'ei Anochi Nosein Lefneichem Ayom Bracha Uklala. Yeah? Parshas Re'ei. Devarim Perek Yud Aleph. Re'ei Anochi Nosein Lefneichem Ayom Bracha Uklala. Every word in that Pasuk is teaching us something about Tshuva. First of all, let's just pause for a second. Hayom is a code word for what? Rosh Hashanah. Hayom is always a code word for Rosh Hashanah. That's a Zohar. It's a Rashi in the first parak of where? What Sefer? No? A little Chazar for the guys in Morning Center? It's a Rashi where? It's a Rashi in the first parak of?
Yom.
No, somewhere in Tanakh. Rashi in the first parak of? We went to the Revolvi. Eov. Remember the Satan came, it was Hayom, and the Satan came and said, oh, Eov thinks he's so from. Hashem never started off with him. Right? It was Hayom. Rashi says it was. Hayom means Rosh Hashanah. It's based on the Zohar. Okay? So the Vilna Gaon says the following. He says, why in this pasuk does it talk about bracha and klala? Mashakosav kan bracha uklala. V'lo amar tov v'ro, chayim v'mavis. Sometimes the Torah talks about tov and chayim, like we just saw in this week's parsha. Sometimes it talks about ra and mavis. Why here does it say re'ei anochi nosein lefneichem hayom bracha uklala? Why bracha and klala? Why not chayim and mavis? Why not tov and ra? Says the Vilna Gaon in the third line. He says because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to teach Klal Yisrael that there are two drachim. There's the derech hatov and there's the derech hara. V'yivchor lo is derech eiza shiyirtze. And a person can choose whatever path he wants. But just realize, says the Vilna Gaon, that a Jew in this world needs to have a little bit of patience. Bracha and klala. If I give someone a bracha, they don't usually expect that it's going to come true right away. Right? You go to a Rebbe and you say, Rebbe, my wife and I are struggling to have kids. We've been trying for a long time, we don't have kids. Yeah? So the Rebbe says, I give you a bracha that you should be zocha to Zara Shel Kayama. You should be zocha to have children. Yeah? So you're not going to like, get back to your house and find your wife, like, you know, like in labor, right? It's a bracha that Mirtz Hashem shall become pregnant, and then Mirtz Hashem over time, the bracha will be mekuyam. A bracha doesn't always happen. It's not like instant, right? If someone puts a curse on someone, it doesn't mean they're going to drop dead on the spot. So the Vilna Gaon says, first thing you need to realize when it comes to Schar and Onesh is that a Jew has to be patient. Bracha uklala means the choices that you're going to make today are not automatically going to have instant results. That's really important. Especially going back to that last piece. To be able to make the good choices when everyone else is choosing bad choices because they're getting the instant results. They're getting the instant gratification, the fun, the good times. Of choosing the Averos. Right? So the first thing you need to realize is that the choices you're making Hayom affect bracha and klal, affect your eternity, and don't necessarily have instant results. Turn to page 2. The next page of this piece, page 7. But then he says further. Okay? He says, Re'eh anochi nosin lefnei chamim. Look how he's medayik in each word. Okay? The first arrow. It says nosin. Why does it say nosin? Nosin is lashon hove. Re'eh anochi nosin. I'm placing it before you today. Nosin, right now. Nosin v'lo amr nasati. In this pasuk says the Gra, it says nosin, not nasati. De'im amr nasati. Because if it says nasati, Hava amina shabachira la adam hu leilech b'derach hatov hu baschalas habachira. If it said nasati, I would think that once I choose a path, that's my path. There's no turning back. At the beginning of my bechira, I have to choose. Right, but what's done is done. So therefore, says the Vilna Gaon, that's not true. I might think aval imbirer lo derach hara ein lo takana. If I choose a bad path, I can't change that. Even if I try to switch over to a good path, because nasati, the path has been given, my direction of life has been set. Therefore the pasuk says, Hashem says to us, Re'eh Anochi Nosein, every second, Nosein. I'm giving you the opportunity to choose right now. What type of life do you want to live? V'hu lashon hove. Perish, Sha'amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, She'kol Yamecha, Tashlum Yamecha, Yesh Lecha Bereira. That every second of your life you have the ability, Bereira, you have the choice to choose. Afilu Ad Yom HaMisa, Yesh Lecha Takana, She'yivur Lo Adar HaTov. No sin. The choice is yours. It doesn't matter what you did until now. Re'eh Anochi, no sin. You can make a choice right now to change your eternity. No sin. Not Nasati, no sin. Second arrow. It's hard to do tshuva. There's a lot of impediments. There's a lot of things that try to convince us that we can't do it. Says the Vilna Gaon, Yitzhar is going to tell you something else. V'im yomar adam matakana yeshli imayisi rasha adheina. Who cares if I start to choose? Let's say I have the choice to choose right now. No sin. But what about everything I did wrong in the past? How am I going to fix that? V'achar kach im ever li derach hatov, even if I choose a good path, ma'a se'em aveiro shasisi. V'im li takana, what about everything in the past? So Kadosh Baruch Hu says to you, don't worry. What word in the pasuk tells me that my life starts right now? Lakach amar kasev hayom. The Baal Tshuva is born again. Shabal Tshuva hu kekatan shenolad. Right? Mamash, it's a Baal Shem Tov dekator. Bakshi yasa achar kach tshuva. V'yelech b'derach hatov mikanu laba. If I make good choices from this day forward, hayom ki'ilu I was just born. Today is the first day of my life. The Baal Tshuva is recreated. Third arrow. But then the eighth arrow comes again. It says, even if you have the ability to choose, and even if you can start over right now, the Yitzhara with his cynicism comes and says to us, Vim Yomar, Ma'im Se'em Yitzhara. But how do I know that I'm going to be able to stay on the path? So I did tshuva, and I fixed my past. And I made a choice right now to be better. But how do I know it's going to be tomorrow? The Yitzhara is going to come back. How do I know that long term I'm going to be successful? It says in Tana de Be'aliyahu that when you do an Avera, don't just feel bad about the Avera you did. Feel bad about the fact that you just showed the Yitzhara that you're vulnerable. You just made a Pesach for the Yitzhara to take advantage of you. That he can seduce you. You just showed that you're weak. So the Yitzhar is going to get you again. If you never did the Aveira, then the Yitzhar wouldn't have a Pesach to get started. So how do you know you're going to be able to be Matzliach? A person's uncertain. I'm choosing to do better. No sin. I'm making a choice right now. And it's Hayom. I'm starting fresh. But I'm going to fall into the same traps tomorrow. What's going to support me every step of the way? However, what word in the pasuk supports me every step of the way? The first word we heard from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Anochi Hashem Elokecha. Re'eh Anochi, no sin lefnechem ayom. Re'eh Anochi, Anochi Hashem says, I'm going to be with you every step of the way. Anochi, I, the ultimate I. Amar HaKasav Anochi, Perish Ani Eya Imcha, Valtira Min HaYetzer, don't be afraid of the Yetzirah. Like the Gemara says, our Gemara, our Masechta, boy, you have to get a reference to Masechta Sukkah this year. that the Yitzhak Shalom is Gabra Allah B'chol Yom, Yitzhak gets stronger every day, and if not for Kodesh Baruch Hu, it's helping destroy us. But the good news is, Anochi. Hashem says, I'm with you every step of the way. You have nothing to fear. And last but not least, by the fourth arrow, you might cynically say to yourself, how do I know you're not tricking me, Hashem? How do I know Torah and Mitzvot are actually good for me? You told me Bracha and Klala, but how do I know? How do I know? Maybe you're seducing me the same way the Yitzhar is seducing me. You want me to be your slave. You want me to work for you. Yeah? Maybe you're trying to sell me a product that's defective. The way, says the Vilna Gaon, that a socher sometimes, you know, tries to talk up a product, and then only after you buy it, you find out that you got ripped off. So Kodesh Baruch Hu says to you, Re'ei Anochi Nosein Lefneichem. Lefneichem. It's right in front of you. I'm not hiding anything. Look at the schor. Look at the product. Look at the people who buy my product. And tell me, are their lives so bad? Look at the tzaddikim. Right? Lefneichem. It's all displayed before you. There's no tricks. There's nothing funny here. It's all there for you to see. And then the Vilna Gaon says the same thing he said in this week's parsha. He says, Re'ei is Lashon Yachid, which means it doesn't really matter what anyone else in the world is doing. As long as I am Re'ei, Anochi, Hashem is with me, no saint, I can choose right now, Lifneichem, there's no tricks, it's all displayed before me, Hayom, I can start my life over in this moment, and it's Bracha and Klal, and it affects my eternity. It's beautiful, no? Mamash, a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful teaching from the Vilna Gaon. Okay? And he puts the whole pasuk together. So again, this is an amazing teaching of tshuva that a Jew has to take with us in Tiyam Nara. And last but not least, I want to say one other part in this week's parsha from the Vilna Gaon, which is very, very important, because it's the scariest pasuk in all of Tanakh, is in this week's parsha. You thought the tocha in last week's parsha was bad, but there's a pasuk in this week's parsha that is the scariest pasuk of all. If you remember last week, we learned a few insights about how with the right perspective, HaKadosh Baruch Hu turns every klal into a bracha. Yeah? We learned how, if you read the Pesukim of the Tocha backwards, they actually turn into a bracha. Remember the part? The enemies will take your animals and they'll slaughter. You read the Pesukim backwards, they won't take your animals, they won't slaughter. Right? And we learned from the Vilna Gaon that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing miracles all the time that we can't see. Zayu Lumad, Ma Bikesh Lavan Harami. Remember the part last week? How Lavan had all these evil plans, and Yaakov didn't even realize what Lavan was trying to do to him. Hashem is saving us all the time, we don't even realize it. The scariest pasuk in the Torah is in this week's parsha. The pasuk that says, Anochi hastir astir panai vayomahu, that I'm going to hide my face from you. Right? A pasuk in Parshas Vayelech. Hashem says, I'm going to hide my face from you. How do I know it's the scariest pasuk in the Torah? It's a Rashi in Yeshaya. I brought along Sefer Yeshaya. Paraches pasuk yizayin. V'chikesi laHashem hamastir panam mibeis Yaakov v'kivisi lo. I wait for Hashem who hides his face from the Jewish people, and I hope for him. Says Rashi, Sefer Yeshaya paraches pasuk yizayin. Says Rashi, ein lecha nevuah kasha. There is no nevuah in all of Tanakh as scary as the pasuk in this week's parsha. V'anochi haster astir panai b'yom ahu. Terrifying. Hashem is going to hide his face from us. You're not even going to know if God exists anymore. However, that's what's happening in the world today. People question whether Hashem exists anymore. But the good news is, says Rashi, but immediately afterwards, what comes right after that? The promise that the Torah will never be forgotten. Ki lo si shachach mipi zarah. That even in those moments of Hester Panim, there's a promise, a haftacha, giving us chizik after the scariest nevuah that God's going to hide to such a degree you won't even recognize that He exists. There's a promise that the Torah will somehow find the way to overcome that and live on. So I want to just tell you a very amazing teaching from the Vilna Gaon in his writings on Megillas Esther about Hester Panim. Because the Gemara that we started with, right, where is Moshe Rabbeinu in the Torah? I told you the Gemara asked, where is Esther hinted to in the Torah? Where is Esther hinted to in the Torah? Take a look on the final page. By the arrow, the Gemara and Chulin asked the question. This is the Vilna Gaon on Megillas Esther. Esther min haTorah minayin. Tichziv anochi hastir astir panai bayomahu. Yeah, it doesn't actually say mehem in the pasuk. The pasuk before that says vastarti panai mehem. This pasuk says hastir astir panai bayomahu. Yeah. Where is Esther hinted to in the Torah? Hashem is going to hide his face. What do you think was going on in Purim? The Jews didn't see God. Haman was a moment away from destroying Klal Yisrael. Hashem was hiding. Dilach Orer, says the Vilna Gaon, Hamayim Razeh Ein Lahavin. How do you understand this Gemara? The Mai Kashalu Al Esther Minayin Imin HaTorah. Why do I care where Esther is in the Torah more than any of the other tzaddikim? Why doesn't it say where is Yirmiyah in the Torah? Why doesn't it say where is Hoshea ben Ela in the Torah? Yeah? Why doesn't the Gemara say where is Yechezkel ben Buzi in the Torah? Why do I care where Esther is in the Torah? Says the Vilna Gaon, because a miracle that takes place in Eretz Yisrael is not such a big miracle. Eretz Yisrael is a place where Hashem is found. So as crazy as Hanukkah was, as terrible as the tragedy of the Churban of Hanukkah was, the miracle is kind of expected. It's in Eretz Yisrael. The question is, how do I know that Hashem is with us even in Galus? Esther min Torah minayin. How do I know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with us even in Galus? Says the Vilna Gaon, Esther min Torah minayin. Perusha, where it's underlined. Heichan Marumas, Shafilu Baster Panim. How do I know that even in the scariest pasuk that we read this Shabbos, as we approach the Yom Noram and we're afraid for our lives, how do I know that Hashem is with us? How do I know, Re'ei Anochi no Sein Lefneichem Yom Bracha Uklal, that I can start over? How do I know? How do I know that in Galus, O Salanu Neis Gadol Kazeh? How do I know Hashem is going to do miracles for us? And the answer is, Anochi Hastir Astir Panai Bayomahu. What does that mean? Peirush, top of the left column, where it's underlined, Afilu B'shas Hester Panim. Even in a time of Hester, I'll send you Esther. I'll send you salvation. Esther Min HaTorah Minayin. How do I know that there's always going to be someone who comes to the rescue, even in the scariest times? Right? That's what the Gemara wants to know. Can we have the confidence to know that no matter how bad things get, Hashem is still going to be with us? And you could be that yachid, like the only one said, who walks down the street and still chooses a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Right? How do we know that? Esther min HaTorah Minayin. How do you know there's going to be salvation, even when you're living under Achashverosh and Haman, not in Eretz Yisrael? Because Anochi Hastir Astir Panei Be'omo. Because even in that scariest klala, there's still hope that comes after that. The Jewish people are going to live on. And he explains a Gemara in Chagiga, and with this we conclude. He says in the left-hand column, in the fourth line, a Gemara in Maseches Chagiga, Hahu Mina, there was a certain min, a certain heretic, who once signaled to Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya, Ama de Hadrinu Mare La'ape Mine. He went like this. He was standing with Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya, and this heretic went like this. He went like this. He signaled to turn his face away. And he was making fun of him. He's saying, you Jews, God has forgotten about you. Hashem has turned his face from you. Yeah? And Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya signaled back, Ach vilei, od yado netui aleinu. He signaled back like this. And the Gemara says that the king asked Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya, what did he signal to you? So Rabbi Yeshua said, I know what he was trying to say. He was trying to say that Hashem hid his face from us. So then the king said to this heretic, he said, and what did Rabbi Yeshua say back to you? What did he mean with that? He says, I don't know. So he says, you don't know what he's signaling to? Someone who doesn't know how to read signal is signaling in front of the king? Off with his head. And they killed the heretic. What didn't he understand? Why didn't he understand when Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya stretched out his hands? What didn't he understand? He didn't understand that it's possible that even in the time of Hester Panim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu still has his hands watching over us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is still Hapori Sukas Shalom Aleinu. Even in the time of Hester Panim, Hashem still has his hands over us. Perish. Sha'amar Dichsev Hastir Astir Panai. Kipshuto. He signaled to him, he said, Pashup Shat. Hashem is hiding. I don't understand what he means. Hashem is hiding, but his hands are still outstretched. From Yeshua ben Chananya. Yeah? In the time of Ayashin, he was saying yes. In this time period, dealing with some heretic in Athens, he said yes, that even in the time of Hester, HaKadosh Baruch Hu still has his hand stretched out over us. Not only in Eretz Yisrael, but even in where? Even in the kingdom of Achashverosh. Even in the streets of Washington Heights. Right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even in the ultimate period of Hester, again, as the Vilna Gaon taught us, we're living through these psukim, the Tzom Vayelech. That's Mamish, what five set, we're living in Tavshin Ayin Zayin. That's the Tzom Vayelech. And yet HaKadosh Baruch Hu is still watching over us. And we still have the ability to choose to start over and to do tshuva and to believe that, yes, right? Anochi nosi lefdechem. The Anochi is still with us every step of the way. So, Mir Hashem, we should take these amazing teachings of our Rebbe, the Vilna Gaon. We should take it to Rosh Hashanah. We should take it to the Aser Semei Tshuva. We should take it to Yom Kippurim. We should live a life that even in a time of very scary Hester Panim, which again, you don't need to be a rocket scientist to study world events today. Yeah, you don't need to be a political analyst to understand the world is a shaky place, but we have to remind ourselves every step of the way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is still watching over Klal Yisrael. Here's the Shem, we'll pick up